2022年广东省初中学业水平考试英语试卷黑卷听力部分。一、听力理解。 A. 听句子，根据所听内容选择符合题意的图画回答问题，并将答题卡上对应题目所选的选项涂黑。每小题听一遍。听每小题之前，你有五秒钟的时间阅读题目。每小题听完后，你有五秒钟的答题时间。
1. The parents' meeting will start at 7:30 this morning.
2. Peter, Judy, and Tom went on a picnic last weekend.
3. This sign says that passengers are not allowed to eat on the subway.
4. Encouraged by the Winter Olympics, John went skiing yesterday to relax himself.
5. The beautiful girl who has big eyes and short hair with a cap is my elder sister Jess.
听对话，回答每段对话后面的问题，在每小题所给的三个选项中选出一个最佳答案，并将答题卡上对应题目所选的选项涂黑。每段对话听两遍。听每小题之前，你有五秒钟的时间阅读题目。每小题听完后，你有五秒钟的答题时间。听第一段对话，回答第六小题。
Nancy, what kind of music do you like? Classical music or pop music?
I like classical music best.
Nancy, what kind of music do you like? Classical music or pop music?
I like classical music best.
听第二段对话，回答第七小题。
Tony,I've been waiting for you for ages. Why haven't you arrived yet?
Sorry, my father asked me to bring something to my uncle. I'll be right there.
Tony, I've been waiting for you for ages. Why haven't you arrived yet?
Sorry, my father asked me to bring something to my uncle. I'll be right there.
听第三段对话，回答第八小题。
I have a terrible toothache, and I can't sleep all night.
Please lie on the bed and let me have a check.
I have a terrible toothache, and I can't sleep all night.
Please lie on the bed.And let me have a check.
听第四段对话，回答第九小题。
Excuse me, what's the price of the blue jacket?
200 yuan, and the black one is 30 yuan cheaper.
Excuse me, What's the price of the blue jacket?
200 yuan. And the black one is 30 yuan cheaper. How long has your mother been away on business?
About 2 weeks, and she will come back in 3 days.
How long has your mother been away on business?
About 2 weeks, and she will come back in 3 days. Alan, do you have any plans for tree planting day?
Yeah, we are going to start to plant trees in Qingxing Park.
Do you mind if I join you?
Of course not. We are planning to leave at 7 a.m. Are you okay with that?
No problem. By the way, how will we get there?
By bus. We can take number 40 bus there directly.
Alan, do you have any plans for tree planting day?
Yeah, we are going to start to plant trees in Qingxing Park.
Do you mind if I join you?
Of course not. We are planning to leave at 7 a.m. Are you okay with that?
No problem. By the way, how will we get there?
By bus. We can take number 40 bus there directly.
Hello. Welcome to Sunshine Restaurant. Today's specials are mapo tofu, beef noodles, and fruit salad. What can I do for you?
I would like a dish of mapo tofu and 2 bowls of rice.
Okay. Is there anything else you need?
No thanks. Please send the number 66 on the Central Road as soon as possible.
No problem. Your order will be sent before 12:30.
Thank you.
Hello. Welcome to Sunshine Restaurant. Today's specials are mapo tofu, beef noodles, and fruit salad. What can I do for you?
I would like a dish of mapo tofu and 2 bowls of rice.
Okay. Is there anything else you need?
No thanks. Please send the number 66 on the Central Road as soon as possible.
No problem. Your order will be sent before 12:30.
Thank you.
C. 听短文，请根据所听内容，在每小题所给出的3个选项中，选出一个能完成句子的最佳答案，并将答题卡上对应题目所选的选项涂黑。短文听两遍。听短文之前，你有25秒钟的时间阅读题目。听完后，你有25秒钟的答题时间。听第一篇短文，回答第16至20小题。现在，你有25秒钟的读题时间。
There was a little boy named Dave. One day, he was picking woods in the forest. He kept walking, and then he saw a hungry and thirsty sheep. Dave wanted to give her some food and water, but he did not have any. Later, he met a man who wanted his woods. In return, the man gave him some food and water. Then Dave went back to the sheep and gave her what he got. To his surprise, the sheep said thank you to him. Several days later, Dave fell down on the hill and hurt his legs. The sheep showed up. She saved Dave and sent him home. They were both happy because they helped each other. In our daily life, we should also remain kind and warm-hearted because this may bring us unexpected good luck.
There was a little boy named Dave. One day, he was picking woods in the forest. He kept walking and then he saw a hungry and thirsty sheep. Dave wanted to give her some food and water, but he did not have any. Later, he met a man who wanted his woods. In return, the man gave him some food and water. Then Dave went back to the sheep and gave her what he got. To his surprise, the sheep said thank you to him. Several days later, Dave fell down on the hill and hurt his legs. The sheep showed up. She saved Dave and sent him home. They were both happy because they helped each other. In our daily life, we should also remain kind and warm-hearted because this may bring us unexpected good luck.
The 63-year-old woodworker from Shandong is known as Grandpa Amu on the internet. His online woodworking skills have become a hit across the world. Grandpa Amu's most popular video is about making a wooden bridge. It has more than 42 million views on the internet, and he has got 1.22 million followers. Grandpa Amu says his excellent woodworking skills were developed from the age of 13. At that time, he took up woodworking to help support his family. Now he shares woodworking with viewers to spread the traditional culture. The 63-year-old grandpa often makes toys for his grandson, including a Peppa Pig toy and a bubble-blowing machine. Grandpa Amu also shares his opinions with fans. If you do something, you have to love it, and you have to be interested in it, he said.
The 63-year-old woodworker from Shandong is known as Grandpa Amu on the internet. His online woodworking skills have become a hit across the world. Grandpa Amu's most popular video is about making a wooden bridge. It has more than 42 million views on the internet, and he has got 1.22 million followers. Grandpa Amu says his excellent woodworking skills were developed from the age of 13. At that time, he took up woodworking to help support his family. Now he shares woodworking with viewers to spread the traditional culture. The 63-year-old grandpa often makes toys for his grandson, including a Peppa Pig toy and a bubble-blowing machine. Grandpa Amu also shares his opinions with fans. If you do something, you have to love it, and you have to be interested in it, he said.
D. 听田信息，你将听到一段关于毕业晚会的通知，请你根据所听内容填写下面的信息卡，并将答案写在答题卡对应题目的答题位置上。短文听两遍。听短文之前，你有25秒钟的时间阅读题目。听完后，你有25秒钟的答题时间。
Hello, boys and girls. May I have your attention, please? Our graduation party will be held at 4:30 p.m. in the school hall next Friday. We hope this party will leave a great memory for all graduates this year. At the beginning of the party, our headmaster will give us a wonderful speech. After the speech, afternoon tea will be offered at 4:45 p.m. 15 minutes later,The most fantastic part follows. You will have a chance to share your school experiences with others. At 5:30 p.m., you will sing and dance with your friends and watch the graduation shows. At the end of the party, we'll take group photos together at 7 p.m. That's all of the party. Hope you have fun at the party.
Hello, boys and girls. May I have your attention, please? Our graduation party will be held at 4:30 p.m. in the school hall next Friday. We hope this party will leave a great memory for all graduates this year. At the beginning of the party, our headmaster will give us a wonderful speech. After the speech, afternoon tea will be offered at 4:45 p.m.15 minutes later, the most fantastic part follows. You will have a chance to share your school experiences with others. At 5:30 p.m., you will sing and dance with your friends and watch the graduation shows. At the end of the party, we'll take group photos together at 7 p.m. That's all of the party. Hope you have fun at the party.
听力考试到此结束。